I've always had somewhat of an interest in politics, and when I saw that Champaign County was having trouble fielding a candidate, in other words, there wasn't anyone that was stepping to the plate, there were some people who were expressing some interest, sort of, but no one that really came right out and said, yes, I'm all in. I got talking with a former student of mine who's also very much into politics, and it was a little bit of a back and forth, and I said, well, you know, maybe I ought to run. And he said, well, if you're serious, then we need to talk, and it went from there. Every decision that I made, every recommendation that I made to the Board of Education's that I worked for was about what was best for students. And if the Illinois legislature had more of that attitude, then I think Illinois would be much better off.
We're recording this in a day right after a debate with the fellow candidates, and you mentioned in that discussion budget priorities within the school district. What do you think helps you considering where Illinois is right now?
First of all, you've got to have a budget. That's your planning document. You can't move forward without a budget. That being said, I think my experience as a school superintendent will serve me well in Springfield. I've had to balance multi-million dollar budgets, and if they didn't, we had to make changes the next year to make sure that they did balance. And so it's a matter of not spending more than what you take in. There are going to have to be some cuts. There maybe have to be some consideration of additional revenue stream. In other words, a tax increase. But I've said it again and again. I've gone on record as saying that the only way that I'm going to get behind a tax increase is if I can be assured that that revenue stream is going to plug a specific hole. In other words, that it's not just being dumped into the general fund so that we can create more programs and continue to spend more than what we have. Ultimately, we've got to stop digging the hole.
One area that the governor brought up in his budget address was K-12 funding. There have been ways that addressing this. Do you want to know more about the governor's, or is there one that you see succeeding?
That's a real conundrum, and I don't think the solution to that is going to be easy. Before I retired as superintendent, Senate Bill 16, I believe, was pushed out there, and what they were trying to do with that was to redistribute the money that was coming from the state, meaning that some of the property rich districts were going to get less, and some of the cash strapped districts because of low property values were going to get more. St. Joseph Ogden High School at that time was shown to potentially take about a $40,000 hit in funding. And although certainly we weren't happy about that, in my mind, if that money was going to schools of greater need, we could shoulder that burden. The problem is that because of the complicated formula, there were certain districts that were just going to get absolutely hammered. And so if there's some way to be more equitable without creating huge losers, I would be for researching that. But that one's a tough nut to crack, I've got to admit to you.
You've got the endorsement of Governor Edgar. Governor Brown has gotten behind Mr. Halbrook, the current office holder. Mr. Brown is behind Mr. Peterson. Reiner has deep pockets that can help one of your opponents. Are you concerned about that? The News Gazette has said this could take a six-figure total in order to win this race.
That's a concern. We don't have an unlimited amount of money. I was talking with one of the people who are helping me on my campaign, and the topic was trying to raise more money so that we can continue. Ultimately, the Edgar endorsement will play very well, but we have to have the money in order to continue to push that message out there. What I found, not being the incumbent, and there's no incumbent in this race, but not being the incumbent, there's a tremendous amount of inertia to overcome initially to get your name out there, to get name recognition. And we're still trying to gain traction in that regard, because although I'm well known in this immediate area, you don't have to drive very far away before folks don't know who Jim Acklin is. They maybe have seen his big red signs, but they haven't associated yet a name with a face.